You know, it's kind of a fascinating paradox of modern life, right?
Exactly.
Like, we have never had more technology or, more data or more advanced imaging at our fingertips. But then when it comes to understanding our own bodies on a day-to-day basis, we are often just left completely in the dark.
Yeah, it's fair.
Usually when we talk about trying to figure out what is going on inside of us, like maybe you're feeling exhausted or your digestion is just a mess or your brain feels like it's wrapped in cotton.
Yeah.
There is this expectation of like absolute mechanical precision.
Right. We want it to be a machine.
Exactly. We want it to be like taking a car to a mechanic. You plug in the diagnostic tool, it throws a code, the mechanic points to the broken part, and you just replace it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the dream of the neat binary answer. We crave that kind of certainty. And honestly, the medical system is largely built to provide it up to a certain point.
Right, up to a point.
You feel terrible, so you go to the doctor, they draw a few vials of blood, they send it off to a lab, and a few days later, you get a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And the numbers on that paper are, in the red or in the black.
And if they're in the red, well, there's a clear protocol, there's a diagnosis.
Exactly.
But here is where the narrative just kind of falls apart for millions of people. You step out of that theoretical world of pristine lab reports and back into the reality of how you actually feel when you wake up in the morning.
And you feel terrible.
Right. You feel terrible. You know your body. You know your baseline. You know, with that deep, like that intuitive gut feeling that something is fundamentally off. But the doctor looks at that paper, smiles, and says, "Great news. Everything is perfectly normal."
Which leaves you in one of the most frustrating, isolating places a person can be.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's the definition of diagnostic murky waters. Your lab tests say you are the picture of health, but your lived experience is screaming that you're struggling. You're caught in this strange limbo between actual diagnosable pathology and, well, optimal health.
Yeah.
You aren't sick enough for a medical intervention, but you certainly aren't well.
And that profound disconnect, that space between feeling off and getting a diagnosis, is exactly why we are so glad you're joining us today for this deep dive.
Yeah, welcome in.
I want you to imagine that we are just two friends sitting across the table from you at a local coffee shop. Maybe we've got a couple of lattes, and we're just having an honest, grounded conversation about how to navigate that exact frustration. We are the team representing us here at Eternal Wellness, a holistic wellness clinic nestled right in the beautiful upstate of South Carolina in a town called Inman.
It's a really wonderful community. But before we get into the mechanics of how we navigate these diagnostic murky waters, we really have to establish the lens through which we view everything we do at the clinic.
Right, the foundation.
Exactly. We need to introduce the foundational pillar of Eternal Wellness, which is Amber, our founder.
And this is critical context, I think.
It really is. Everything we do, the entire philosophy we operate under, is guided by Amber. She is a board-certified nurse coach.
Which is a very specific credential.
It is. To be specific about her credentials, she's a BSN, RN, and CBC. That means she holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, is a registered nurse, and is a board-certified nurse coach. It's so important to establish right out of the gate that Amber guides every single clinical decision made at Eternal Wellness.
Yeah, let's actually pause on that for a second because I want to make sure the listener understands why that specific combination of letters matters so much. When you're operating in the holistic wellness space, you can encounter a wide spectrum of backgrounds. Some people are entirely self-taught, which, can be great, but sometimes lacks the rigorous scientific foundation. On the flip side, you have the highly clinical environment that can sometimes feel cold or dismissive of the holistic picture. Amber's background as a nurse coach bridges that gap perfectly.
It really is the synthesis of two vital worlds. Like, as an RN with a BSN, her foundation is built on rigorous traditional nursing science. She understands anatomy, physiology, pathophysiology, and how the conventional medical system operates.
Which is huge.
Yeah. But the board-certified nurse coach aspect is what elevates it. A nurse coach looks beyond the immediate symptom or the isolated lab value. They look at the root cause, the lifestyle, the environment, the whole person.
Right.
It allows us to merge the absolute best of evidence-based nursing with a truly holistic approach to well-being.
Which sets the perfect stage for our mission today. Our goal for this deep dive is really straightforward. We want to take one of the most powerful tools we use here at Eternal Wellness, and we want to strip away all the dense, intimidating clinical jargon.
Yes, please.
At the same time, we're going to actively strip away the woo that sometimes surrounds alternative health modalities. We're going to talk about a technology we use to help you listen to what your body is telling us long before those lab results turn red. It's called EDS, or electrodermal screening.
And we use it every single day to gather data that standard tests often miss.
Right. But, I mean, if I'm sitting across from you having coffee, and I have never heard of this in my life, my first question is going to be, before we get into what this tool actually does for me, what on earth is electrodermal screening in plain English?
Well, to really demystify EDS, we have to look at its origins. The story starts in the early 1950s in Germany with a medical doctor named Dr. Reinhold Voll.
Okay, 1950s Germany.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Voll is a fascinating figure because, much like the philosophy at our clinic, he straddled two different paradigms. He was an anatomy professor and a highly trained physician in the Western empirical tradition, but he was also doubly studying traditional Chinese medicine, specifically acupuncture.
Wow, that is a pretty unusual combination for a German doctor in the 1950s. We're talking post-World War II. A time when Western medicine was making massive leaps in pharmaceuticals and surgery. And here is this anatomy professor looking at ancient Chinese texts. What was he looking for?
He was looking for the physical mechanism behind the ancient theory. Traditional Chinese medicine has operated for thousands of years on the concept of meridians.
Right.
These are described as energetic pathways that run throughout the human body, connecting surface points on the skin to internal organ systems. But to a Western medical mind, especially in the 1950s, this was highly abstract.
Because you can't see it.
Exactly. You can't cut open a body on an anatomy table and see meridian the way you can see an artery or a nerve.
So the prevailing Western thought at the time was basically, if we can't see it under a microscope or dissect it with a scalpel, it doesn't exist.
Precisely. But Dr. Voll hypothesized something different. He believed that if these acupuncture meridians actually existed as channels of energy or communication in the body, there had to be a measurable physical property associated with them.
They couldn't just be metaphorical.
Right. He figured that the skin along these meridians must behave differently than the rest of the skin.
And how do you test that? You can't just look at it.
You test it with electricity.
Yeah.
Dr. Voll was specifically investigating the electrical resistance of human skin. So in the early 1950s, he teamed up with a brilliant mechanical engineer named Fritz Werner.
Okay.
And together, they designed and built an instrument capable of measuring the minute electrical conductance of the human skin.
Let me just make sure I'm visualizing this correctly. They basically built a highly sensitive ometer.
Yes.
Cosinometer is just a device that measures electrical resistance. It tells you how difficult it is for an electrical current to pass through a material. Like rubber has high resistance, but copper wire has low resistance. So they're taking this ometer and applying it to human skin.
That is exactly what they did.
Mm.
And the data they gathered fundamentally changed the landscape of holistic diagnostics.
Really? What did they find?
Dr. Voll discovered that if you take a blunt probe and test the electrical conductance on a random general area of human skin, say, the middle of your forearm, the skin acts as a powerful insulator.
Okay.
There's a relatively high electrical resistance. The tiny electrical current does not flow through the tissue easily.
Which makes sense, right? Skin is our armor. It's designed to keep the outside world out and the inside world in. It shouldn't be highly conductive.
Exactly. However, when Dr. Voll moved his probe away from that random area and placed on the exact specific anatomical locations identified for thousands of years as traditional acupuncture points, something incredible happened.
What happened?
The electrical resistance plummeted. The conductivity at those specific pinpoint locations was significantly higher than the surrounding skin.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to challenge that for a second. The skeptic in me says, well, maybe those spots were just sweatier. We know that moisture or salt on the skin changes electrical conductivity. How did he know he wasn't just measuring random sweat gland activity?
It's a vital question, and it's exactly what his peers asked. But Dr. Voll, being an anatomy professor, did the histological research.
Meaning he looked at the tissue itself.
Right. When we look at these specific meridian points under modern microscopic analysis, we see that they are anatomically distinct from the surrounding tissue. They have a higher density of gap junctions. Yeah, which are essentially tiny protein channels that connect cells and allow ions to pass through easily.
Oh.
They also have a different concentration of microcapillaries and nerve endings.
Oh, wow.
The physical structure of the tissue at an acupuncture point literally facilitates the flow of electrical information differently than non-meridian skin. It isn't just sweat. It's structural biology.
That is fascinating. So he proves, scientifically and electrically, that these ancient access points on the skin are real, physically distinct phenomena. They're highly conductive. But I have to pause this here for a very important public service announcement. Because the moment you say the words acupuncture points, a huge percentage of the population immediately pictures a table covered in tiny, sharp needles.
Ah, yes.
If someone books a session at Eternal Wellness to get this electrodermal screening done, are we poking them? Is there any pain involved?
I am so glad you brought that up, because we need to be crystal clear about this. There are absolutely no needles involved in EDS. None.
Zero.
The entire process is completely non-invasive and entirely painless. We are simply taking electrical readings on the surface of the skin.
So we are just touching the skin, not piercing it.
Correct. Think of the acupuncture points not as targets for a needle, but purely as access panels. They're little energetic windows located on the surface of your skin that allow us to interface with the body's internal communication network. We don't need to break the skin to read the data. We just need to measure the electrical resistance at the surface.
Okay, that is a huge relief for the needle phobic folks who might be listening. So Dr. Vol and his engineer have this device. They prove that these specific points on the skin are highly electrically conductive windows. What is the next logical step? Because a map of the skin's electrical properties is interesting, but it doesn't tell you how to help a client who comes in feeling exhausted. How did he make the jump from measuring skin to understanding internal wellness?
He spent the rest of his career mapping the correlations.
Yeah.
He wanted to know if the electrical resistance at a specific point on the skin fluctuated based on the health of the internal organ it was theoretically connected to.
Oh, I see.
Through decades of clinical observation, he initially mapped out around 850 different points, primarily on the hands and the feet.
Why the hands and feet?
Well, according to meridian theory, the major energetic pathways all begin or end at the extremities. It makes them incredibly accessible. Over time, that massive system of 850 points was simplified, refined, and modernized into the software we use today. But the core scientific discovery remained absolute. The electrical resistance at a specific meridian point changes depending on the functional energetic state of the corresponding organ or tissue system.
Okay, so we are taking painless electrical readings on the hands and feet. We're measuring resistance. But what are we actually looking for? Why go through this process? If traditional Western medicine has incredible MRI machines, CT scans, and massive blood panels, why are we here at Eternal Wellness focusing on measuring skin resistance?
Answering that question requires us to introduce the absolute core concept of what we do. It's the anchor idea of this entire deep dive.
Yeah.
And it's a concept we return to constantly at the clinic.
It's the big why.
Exactly. You have to understand this one foundational principle. Things show up energetically in the body before they show up symptomatically.
I want to repeat that so it really sinks in. Things show up energetically before they show up symptomatically. This is the paradigm shift. Let's make this abstract concept tangible. I like to think of it like a guitar string.
I love this analogy.
Imagine you're a musician and you have a big concert tonight. Your guitar is sitting on its stand in the corner of the room. Throughout the day, the temperature in the room fluctuates, the humidity changes. Slowly, imperceptibly, the physical tension on one of those guitar strings starts to shift. The frequency goes out of balance.
Which is an energetic change. The physical properties of the tension and the frequency have been altered.
Exactly. But here's the key. That energetic shift happens long, long before the musician actually picks up the guitar, plucks the string, and the audience hears a sour, awful, out-of-tune note.
Yeah.
By the time you hear the bad note, which is the symptom, the underlying imbalance has already been present for hours.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it. The invisible tension on the string is the energetic state of your body. The sour note that makes you wince is the physical symptom, the fatigue, the brain fog, the joint pain. Traditional medicine is largely built to wait for the sour note. You go to the doctor when you hear the bad note.
What's another way to look at this? Let's use an analogy that almost everyone has experienced in their daily life.
Okay, think about the check engine light in your car. Modern vehicles are equipped with an incredibly intricate network of sensors. These sensors are monitoring oxygen intake, fuel pressure, exhaust temperature, an invisible energetic network of data constantly flowing through the car's computer. Suddenly, a little amber light illuminates on your dashboard.
And nobody likes seeing that light.
No, it causes instant stress. But why did it come on? It illuminated because one of those sensors detected a micro fluctuation. It detected a tiny disruption in the system.
Right.
But notice what hasn't happened. Your car hasn't broken down on the side of the highway. There isn't smoke pouring out from under the hood. The engine hasn't seized. The sensor network, the energetic system, detected the imbalance well before the catastrophic physical failure occurred.
And that is the exact difference between functional distress and pathological disease. In the medical world, pathology means the tissue has already changed, the organ is actively damaged, the car is on the side of the highway with smoke billowing out. Standard medical tests, like your metabolic blood panels or an ultrasound, are primarily designed to look for pathology. They're looking for the broken engine.
And thank goodness we have those tests when the engine breaks. If you're having a heart attack, you need an EKG and a troponin blood test right then and there.
Absolutely.
But what about the 5 years leading up to that? What about the period where the check engine light was flashing, but the physical components hadn't failed yet? That is where EDS comes in. EDS is looking for the functional energetic disturbance. It's looking at the tension of the guitar string. It's scanning the sensor network.
I want to add one more visual here because I think it beautifully captures what we do at Eternal Wellness. It's like looking at a still pond. If someone drops a stone into the water, you see the ripples moving outward across the surface.
Hmm.
You might not see the stone. You might not know exactly how heavy it was or what it looked like. But by observing the ripples, you have concrete proof that a disruption occurred beneath the surface. EDS allows us to measure those energetic ripples.
And that distinction is exactly why people seek us out proactively.
Yeah.
If you wait for a standard blood test to show that your liver enzymes are dangerously elevated, you are no longer dealing with a subtle whisper. You are dealing with a scream.
Yeah. The physical tissue is already struggling.
Exactly. EDS allows us to listen to the body's subtle whispers before they escalate.
Let's get a bit technical for just a moment so the listener understands how we actually read these whispers. When we're measuring the skin's resistance, what data are we actually looking at on the screen?
Well, Dr. Voll, through his extensive research, established that there is a universal, measurable baseline for energetic health. When we use our EDS device, the software displays a scale from 0 to 100. If we touch the stylus to an access point on your hand, and the reading goes up to 50 and stays perfectly stable, that's the ideal. A stable 50 indicates that the meridian and its corresponding internal system is energetically balanced.
Going back to our analogy, a 50 means the guitar string is perfectly in tune.
Precisely. But what if the reading is significantly higher than 50? What if we test a point associated with your digestive system and the needle shoots up into the 70s or 80s?
What does that mean?
In clinical terms, we call that hypertonia. Energetically, it means that system is stressed, it is highly irritated, possibly dealing with acute inflammation, and it's working entirely too hard. It's like an engine revving into the red line while sitting in neutral.
So a high number means overactive stress. What about the other end of the spectrum?
If the reading is low, say dropping down into the 30s or 40s, that indicates hypotonia. This means the system is sluggish. It's fatigued. The energetic capacity of that tissue is depleted, which often points toward chronic, long-term stress or degenerative changes. The system simply doesn't have the energy to respond optimally.
Now, I know there is one specific type of reading that we look for that is incredibly revealing. It's not just about a high or low number. It's about how the body handles the measurement itself. Tell us about the indicator drop.
Yes. The indicator drop is perhaps the most crucial piece of data we can gather during a scan. Let me explain the physics of it simply. When we place the probe on the point, we introduce a microscopic, imperceptible electrical charge. A healthy system handles that charge easily. The reading hits 50 and stays there.
It holds its ground.
Exactly. But with an indicator drop, the probe touches the skin, the reading shoots up high, maybe to an 80, showing us that the system is highly stressed and irritated.
Right.
But then as we hold the probe there for just a second or two, the number begins to fall. It drops from 80 down to 70, down to 60, maybe even lower.
Why does it fall? What is happening physiologically?
The cellular network simply cannot maintain the energetic resistance. The body is essentially communicating, I am under severe stress in this area, but I am too deeply exhausted to maintain the fight. The cellular batteries are depleted. It's a classic, undeniable sign of toxic overload or profound energetic fatigue. The system tries to rally, but it collapses under the minor stress of the measurement.
That is incredible. So knowing that we are looking for these early ripples on the pond, these subtle signs of stress, hypertonia, or energetic fatigue before the physical breakdown actually occurs, I want to pivot to the practical experience.
Sure.
Let's say a listener is intrigued. They understand the check engine light analogy. They decide it's time to listen to their body, and they book an appointment with us at Eternal Wellness. Walk us through what that actually feels like.
I love describing this because it is the antithesis of a stressful medical procedure. The experience is incredibly relaxed. It is deeply conversational. As we emphasized earlier, it's completely 100% painless. You're essentially just coming into our space in Inman and sitting comfortably in a nice chair.
And what are you actually holding?
You simply hold a smooth brass cylinder in one hand. This cylinder acts as the ground. It's the negative electrode that gently completes the very low voltage electrical circuit.
And we need to clarify low voltage because people hear electricity and they think of a shock.
Oh, absolutely. The voltage is so incredibly low that it is completely imperceptible. You cannot feel a thing. It's significantly less electricity than a standard AA battery.
Okay, good to know.
Once you're holding the brass cylinder, the practitioner uses a small stylus. It looks very much like a blunt metal pen. We gently touch the tip of the stylus to specific access points on your fingers and your toes.
I know we sometimes use a little bit of water during this process. Why is that?
We use a simple cotton swab, moistened with water, to lightly dampen the skin at the point of contact. This just ensures optimal electrical conductivity and removes any variables like dry skin that might interfere with a clean reading.
Makes sense.
As we gently press the stylus to each point, the software instantly records the skin's resistance. It's purely a data acquisition process. We're systematically gathering information directly from your body's energetic pathways.
And what I love about this process is that it is not blind for the client. If you go get an MRI, you are shoved in a loud tube, you leave, and 3 days later, someone reads a report to you.
Right, it's very disconnected.
During an EDS session at Eternal Wellness, you are watching the screen right along with us. You can hear the subtle audio tones the machine makes as it takes the readings. We're educating you in real time. We're asking you questions as we go, like, hey, this point corresponding to your lymphatic system is showing a lot of stress. Have you been feeling sluggish lately? It's a collaborative discovery of your own biology.
It really is empowering. The client is an active participant in understanding their own energetic data.
But as much as we love welcoming people into our clinic in Inman, we should make it very clear that you do not have to live in the upstate of South Carolina to experience this. We have an incredibly robust remote testing program.
We do. And this is where the conversation takes a fascinating turn. This is where the intersection of ancient energetic principles like meridians meets the bleeding edge of modern biophysics.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I have to step in and play the hardcore skeptic because I know exactly what the listener is thinking right now.
I know where you're going with this.
We just spent 20 minutes carefully explaining how we measure the physical electrical resistance of the skin using a low voltage circuit. That makes a logical, scientific sense. But now you're telling me we can test someone who is sitting in their living room in Ohio while we are in South Carolina. How on earth do we measure someone's energy if they aren't even sitting in the chair holding the brass cylinder?
It's a totally fair question, and it's usually the biggest hurdle for people to conceptualize. It requires a slight paradigm shift in how we view biology and matter. When you are in the clinic, we're using a direct, closed electrical circuit. We're measuring the resistance directly. Remotely, we use a process known as surrogate testing, or bioresonance testing.
Okay, bioresonance. That sounds like one of those woo buzzwords we promised to strip away. Break that down for me. How does it physically work?
Let's look at it through the lens of physics. Everything in the physical universe, every single cell in your body, every environmental toxin, every piece of organic matter is in a constant state of vibration. Because it vibrates, it emits a very specific electromagnetic frequency, has a resonant signature.
Okay.
We utilize this concept in mainstream medicine all the time. An MRI machine, which stands for magnetic resonance imaging, works by manipulating the resonant frequency of hydrogen atoms in your body to create an image. We accept that our atoms emit frequencies.
Okay, I follow you there. Every physical thing has a unique vibrational footprint.
Right. Now, consider your DNA. Your DNA contains your exact, incredibly unique biological and energetic blueprint. It's the master code. So for a remote scan, a client simply mails us a DNA sample. Specifically, we just need a few strands of hair.
But wait, a piece of hair is dead tissue. It's just keratin. It's been disconnected from the body. How does an unattached dead piece of hair communicate in real time with our machine in South Carolina?
This relies on the well-documented principles of quantum entanglement and bioholography.
That sounds intense.
In physics, when two particles have been deeply connected, they remain entangled regardless of distance. But even on a simpler, more grounded level, the hair sample physically retains your exact structural and energetic signature. The blueprint doesn't vanish just because the hair was cut. We place that physical DNA sample onto the specialized test plate of our EDS system. The system's circuit incorporates the sample.
So the hair becomes part of the electrical circuit.
Exactly. The system self-calibrates to the baseline energetic signature contained in that sample. Once that baseline is established, it allows us to run the exact same comprehensive bioenergetic scan as if you were sitting right in front of us.
I understand the skepticism. It sounds like science fiction. But the technology driving this is incredibly advanced. Our EDS software contains a massive digital database. It holds over 40,000 digitized frequencies.
Yeah, it's huge.
These are the recorded electromagnetic signatures of specific foods, environmental toxins, heavy metals, bacteria, and nutritional remedies. It's basically a massive library of biological MP3s.
That's a great way to put it. We are introducing the digital frequency of a stressor.
Okay.
Let's say the frequency of a common mold into the circuit that contains your DNA signature. We're observing how the two interact. We're looking for resonance, or we're looking for dissonance.
Let's expand on how that interaction actually works, because that is the key to understanding the whole system. Let's use the tuning fork analogy.
The tuning fork analogy is the absolute best way to conceptualize bioresonance. Imagine you have a piano in a room. You take a tuning fork that is precisely tuned to the note of middle C. You strike the tuning fork and it begins to vibrate, emitting the frequency of C. If you hold that vibrating tuning fork, you're the open piano. A remarkable phenomenon of physics occurs. The only strings inside that massive piano that will begin to spontaneously vibrate are the C strings.
They respond to the frequency. They resonate.
Exactly. The frequency of the tuning fork transfers energy exclusively to the strings that share its structural frequency. Now, apply that to our EDS scan. Our software outputs the digital frequency of a perfectly healthy, optimally functioning liver. We broadcast that frequency into the circuit.
And what happens if the liver is stressed?
If your liver is highly stressed, inflamed, or energetically depleted, your biological signature will not resonate with that healthy frequency.
It's like trying to vibrate a C string with a D-sharp tuning fork. Nothing happens.
Precisely. And in our system, that lack of resonance, that dissonance, creates a measurable change in the electrical resistance of the circuit. The machine registers that dissonance. It tells us we broadcast the signal for a healthy liver and the body did not resonate.
Which immediately tells us, hey, the energetic pathways associated with the liver are struggling. They need some support. It's an incredibly sophisticated way of asking the body questions and measuring its physical response.
It really is.
So we have this process. It's relaxed. It's deeply fascinating. It's completely painless. And we can do it either sitting in our clinic in Inman or via a hair sample from across the country. But that begs a massive question. Who is typically utilizing this? Who is walking through our doors or mailing us their hair? Who does this approach deeply resonate with?
Over the years, we have found that there is a very specific demographic that naturally finds their way to EDS testing. A major, major group consists of people who are suffering from what we clinically refer to as normal blood work frustration.
Oh, man. If you know, you know. That is such a real isolating and painful place to be.
It truly is. We see this constantly. These are individuals who wake up every day feeling sluggish. Their digestion is erratic and uncomfortable. Their joints might ache for no apparent reason. Their brain feels foggy, making it hard to concentrate at work. Or perhaps they just have this deep, unshakable, intuitive knowing that something isn't right inside their biological house.
So they do what we are all trained to do. They do the responsible thing. They schedule an appointment with their primary care doctor.
Yes. They go in. They explain their symptoms, and the doctor orders a standard comprehensive metabolic blood panel. A few days later, they get the call, or they look at their patient portal, and the doctor says, "Great news. Everything looks perfectly normal. Your thyroid is fine. Your liver enzymes are normal. Maybe you are just a little stressed out. Maybe you just need to drink more water and try to get 8 hours of sleep."
Which, if you're the patient on the receiving end of that message, feels incredibly invalidating. It almost borders on gaslighting. Because you know you don't feel normal. You know that struggling to get out of bed is not your baseline.
It's deeply discouraging. And the reason their standard blood work is coming back normal is rooted in exactly what we discussed earlier. Standard blood work measures pathology. It requires the tissue to have failed or for the chemical markers in the blood to be severely skewed before it flags a problem. The engine hasn't completely seized yet, but the energetic system, this sensor network, is screaming for help.
The guitar string is horribly out of tune, but it hasn't snapped yet.
Right. EDS deeply resonates with these individuals because it finally gives a voice to their invisible symptoms. It validates their intuition. When we run a scan and the client sees the hypertonia in their digestive meridians or the indicator drops in their lymphatic system, they breathe a sigh of relief.
Because they aren't crazy.
Exactly. It shows them exactly where the energetic imbalances are occurring long before the physical breakdown happens. We are measuring the dysfunction they are feeling, even if a blood test can't see it yet.
And speaking of intuition, that brings us to another huge demographic that we absolutely love working with at Eternal Wellness. This is an incredible tool for moms. We actually recently wrote a deep dive about this on the Eternal Wellness blog. We described EDS testing as the ultimate mom intuition tool.
It really is the perfect pairing. Mothers possess an innate, almost supernatural ability to read the energetic shifts in their household.
Think about it. A mother always knows when her kid is fighting something off. She knows it a full day before the fever actually spikes. She sees the subtle, uncharacteristic shifts in behavior. She notices the slight glassiness in the eyes or the sudden fatigue after lunch. What is she actually doing? She is using mom intuition to pick up on an energetic shift before the physical symptom, the fever, manifests.
She's seeing the ripples on the pond. She knows a stone was dropped. She just doesn't know what the stone is yet. Is it a virus? Is it an environmental sensitivity? Is it a sudden reaction to a new food?
And that is where EDS steps in to support that intuition. Now, I want to point out that in the United States, we sometimes view these energetic tools as novel or alternative. But overseas, this is a completely different story.
Oh, completely.
This isn't considered fringe. Over 25,000 medical practitioners in Europe use electrodermal screening regularly as part of their standard practice. It's a European secret that moms over there have relied on for decades. And moms here can utilize it to keep their families healthy and resilient.
By testing the family, maybe spotting that a child is showing significant energetic sensitivity to a specific food dye or an environmental stressor like mold before it turns into chronic eczema or behavioral issue. Moms can spot the storm before it hits the shore.
Right.
They can make proactive, targeted adjustment to the family's diet or lifestyle based on energetic data rather than just guessing.
It fundamentally empowers families. It takes the guesswork out of wellness. But we should also mention that EDS isn't exclusively for people who are feeling bad or trying to track down a mysterious symptom. It is also an incredibly powerful tool for the proactive wellness seeker.
Absolutely. If you consider yourself a biohacker, an athlete, or just someone who wants to be an excellent steward of their own biology, this tool is invaluable. True health is not merely the absence of a diagnosed disease. Just because you don't have a label doesn't mean you are thriving. True health is optimal vitality.
It's about maximizing your potential. If you want to stay ahead of the curve, optimize your daily energy, and truly understand the unique, intricate wiring diagram of your own body, EDS gives you that map. It shows you where your energetic terrain needs support so you can perform at your absolute best.
Okay, I think it's important that we slow the conversation down for just a minute. We have spent a lot of time talking about how empowering this tool is. We have shared how we use it, and we are incredibly passionate about the insights it provides. But because we value integrity above all else at Eternal Wellness, we pride ourselves on being incredibly honest, ethical, and grounded about what this tool is not. We need to set some very clear, unshakable clinical boundaries.
I agree completely. Transparency is everything.
This is absolutely paramount for anyone listening. Here at Eternal Wellness, we maintain strict clinical framing for all of our services. Let me state this as clearly as possible. We do not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Let me repeat that, because it's the foundation of our ethical practice.
Mm-hmm.
EDS is not a diagnostic medical device for pathology.
Meaning, it will not tell you if you have cancer. It will not diagnose diabetes. It will not tell you if you have an autoimmune disease.
Exactly. It's not a replacement for your primary care physician. It's not a substitute for a specialist. And it certainly does not replace standard medical blood work, MRIs, or x-rays when those are clinically necessary.
The way I always explain it is this. If you fall off a ladder and your arm is bent at a terrifying, unnatural angle, you do not need an energetic scan. You need an x-ray, an orthopedic surgeon, and a cast. You need crisis medicine.
Precisely. We are not crisis medicine. We view electrodermal screening purely as a powerful complementary tool. It's designed to work alongside your overall health strategy to help you listen to what the body is telling us on an energetic level. When we perform a scan and find an energetic imbalance, we are not fixing a disease. We are not curing an ailment. We are simply identifying areas where the body's energy is stressed, depleted, or blocked.
Right. And once we identify those stressed areas, we are looking for natural ways to support those specific systems. Notice the phrasing we use. We use very specific language for a reason. Many of our clients note great benefits when we use this tool to support their ongoing wellness journey.
Whether that support comes through personalized nutritional guidance, specific lifestyle and environmental changes, or targeted homeopathic and herbal remedies that resonate with their specific energetic needs. We are providing the body with the specific resources it needs to return to its own natural state of homeostasis and balance. The body does the healing. We just help provide the roadmap.
And this brings us right back to our foundation, right back to where we started this conversation. Amber, our board-certified nurse coach, guides every single clinical decision we make at the clinic. Her extensive background ensures that we are using this EDS tool responsibly, safely, and effectively. It ensures that the goal is always to help you understand your body's signals much earlier than you otherwise would.
Ultimately, everything we've talked about today comes down to one concept: stewardship. Your body is not a machine. It's this incredibly complex, beautiful, interconnected, dynamic system, and it is constantly communicating with you.
The fatigue that hits you every afternoon at 3 p.m., the brain fog that makes it hard to focus, the chronic digestive upset after meals, those are just annoying inconveniences that you should learn to ignore. They aren't just things to be masked with a cup of coffee or an over-the-counter pill. They are communications. They're warning signals. The check engine light is illuminating. The guitar string is pulling out of tune. The ripples are expanding across the pond.
And EDS is simply a translation device. It allows us to read the subtle language of the body's energetic network so that you can make informed, proactive decisions about your health rather than reactive, fear-based ones.
So if this conversation has sparked your curiosity, if you are nodding your head right now because you're exhausted by the normal blood work frustration, or if you want to harness that ultimate mom intuition to protect your family, or if you just want to be fiercely proactive about optimizing your biological terrain, we would love to invite you to take the next step with us.
We offer a very warm, completely low-pressure invitation to simply learn more. You don't have to commit to anything to educate yourself. You can visit our website at myalternalwellness.com. There, you can read our blog, explore the science behind the technology, or if you feel ready, you can book an EDS session.
And remember, whether you want to come see us in person, sit in the chair, and hold the breast cylinder in Inman, or if you want to utilize our remote hair sample testing from anywhere in the country, the process is easy, completely painless, and deeply insightful.
So I want to circle back to that image we started with at the top of the hour. Those murky, frustrating diagnostic waters. The pain of dealing with invisible symptoms while the traditional system tells you nothing is wrong. You do not have to stay in the dark.
You don't have to wait for the engine to completely break down on the side of the highway to know that something needs attention. Your body is speaking to you every single day. The only question is, are you ready to listen?
This is Eternal Wellness, and we can't wait to meet you.